more. Knives of El Melik, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. Investigating the rumored uprising among the desert Arab tribes of Upper Egypt, K.C. Smith and Ali, Ghost Corps operatives, are captured by Melik Pasha, sheikh of the warlike Beshawin tribe and leader of the revolt. Amira, daughter of a friendly sheikh, because of the assistance she has given K.C. and Ali, is also taken. They're confined in crypts beneath the ancient ruins of the Temple of Tolman on the island in the River Nile. In searching for a means of exit, they find their advance barred by a dark, swift-flowing underground stream. Casey throws a noosed end of a rope over a projecting rock on the opposite side of the channel, and with Amira between them, he and Ali start to cross the subterranean stream.
Hold fast to the rope, Amira. We'll be across in a few minutes. Make it all right, Ali.
I am coming, friend.
Oh, Cassie, I can hold no longer.
Catch her, Ali.
I have her. By Allah, this current pulls with the strength of...
Here, let me have her.
Oh, I cannot go, Cassie, for water.
Put your arms around my neck. Get a tight hold on my burnous. Now, keep your mouth closed. Here we go. It isn't far.
The rope, Cassie. It is slipping from the rock behind us.
Hang on. The current will swing us across. Look out. Here's the wall. Well, that's one way to cross the stream. You all right, Ali?
All right, friend. Except that I have swallowed enough water.
Here's the ledge. It's all right now, Amira.
Oh, praise Allah. That is over.
Careful. This ledge is narrow.
And the footing is none too secure. Have a care, Amira.
Stay close to the wall. Here, give me your hand, Amira.
By my head, it is as black as the gullet of the evil one himself.
Hang on to the rope till we get to where it's fastened. Watch your step, the ledge is slippery. Here's the rock the rope's on. Not much room to spare in getting around it either. All right, Amira?
Yes, Cassie.
Keep close to the wall and go slow. You over the rock, Ali?
Yes. 1 minute, though.
What is it?
I am unfastening the rope. It is possible that we shall find use for it.
All right, hurry up.
Yes, friend of my heart. There, it is done. Go on. I follow.
I think the ledge is widening and beginning to incline a little. Easy here, there's a bend. By George, look there. Lights ahead.
What is it, Cassie?
Probably the mouth of a lighted tunnel.
Lights, Cassie, mean men. Have a care.
Look, the ledge continues on past the opening.
Yes, I've noticed that. Take it easy a moment while I have a look. Now, we don't want to walk into a gang of Melik Pasha's men. Seems to be all clear. Come on.
By Allah, Kasi, I believe we have found a passage which will lead us out of this evil den.
But life, those torches stuck into the wall, crevices indicate that this passage is being used.
Right. The fact that no one's here doesn't mean that we're going to have the tunnel to ourselves.
The question then is, do we follow this lighted passage, or take one of the torches and follow the ledge?
Oh, let us not return to that evil black passage.
I have a hunch, though, the ledge will take us to the river door.
And we shall run into a well-guarded exit. Have you forgotten that it is there the Dabirs are to be loaded with the smuggled weapons?
No, I hadn't forgotten. Nevertheless, I think we...
wish we knew the time and if Malik Pasha's back from Aswan yet. Well, all right, come on. We'll try the tunnel.
By the beard, friend, I light not the lighted passage. Why do these torches burn so brightly with no one near to tend them?
I didn't know you had nerves, Ali.
Wait, I...
Now, what's the trouble?
All the time we have been moving into these tunnels, I have had the feeling of being closely watched.
Oh, it's imagination, my dear. Whoever was here very likely left in a hurry. Come on.
But I would like it better, friend, if there were less light. We make such excellent targets for one with a rifle.
Horsecourt, be still. You two will have me seeing things in a minute. What became of the yatagan you had?
Oh, voila. I lost it in that black river where I was thrown against the ledge.
Oh, never mind. It can't be helped now.
There, Cassie. Behind that projection in the wall.
A stairway, Cassie, leading up into the wall.
Yes, that or an inclined tunnel. That's what I've been looking for. We're further below ground than I figured. Come on, let's see where it goes.
Go slowly, friend. If it be an exit to the upper ruins, it will be well guarded.
I expect that. Follow closely. There's no light. Wait a minute. Ali, go back and get one of those torches from the passageway. I'd like to see what I'm walking into. We'll wait.
Aye, wow. One moment.
This looks to me, Amira, as though it might bring us out above ground, somewhere among the temple ruins.
Oh, if only we were out of this horrible place.
Well, my dear, next time we run across Malik Pasha, we'll let him know we're not greatly impressed with his hideout.
No, my friend, you laugh at our predicament.
I'm sorry, Amira, but don't worry, we'll get out of this. Oh, here comes Ali with a torch.
Barak, I see. Amira was right. This place has an atmosphere of evil. The smell of death hangs in the air.
What's the trouble? See a ghost back there in the passage?
Ghosts. Spirits, Cassie, my friend, are not seen. But one senses their presence.
Well, we're in a good place for it. There ought to be plenty of them wandering around these crypts and passageways.
Someone who is no spirit follows us, my friend.
Oh, nonsense.
No one could have followed us from the other side of that channel. The rope gave way behind us while we were in the midstream.
Exactly. But why should a rope securely attached to a rock give way? You fastened it securely, friend.
Why, of course. It probably slipped. Say, what are you getting at? Come to the point.
A rope does not unfasten itself, Gussie. Nor is this one frayed. Here is the end you secured to the wall.
Let me see. Oh, a clean cut, eh? There wasn't anyone hanging to the rope behind you, was there?
No, Cassie, not to the rope.
There may be an easier way of crossing that black stream than by means of a rope.
Probably, and with a light we might have found it. Oh, well, it's too late to worry about that now. Give me the torch, Ali. We'll see what's at the top of these stairs. Come on, let's go on. Keep your eyes open, Ali. Not much to look at. Just a short passageway leading into a small chamber. I had an idea these stairs might... What do you make of all this, Ali?
I should say that at some time in the past, this chamber had been a tomb. An outer tomb.
Exactly my idea. Which would indicate another entrance from the outside. Or an exit. Look for it. I'll examine the passageway.
What was that? Cassie, the entrance!
Locked up! Locked up. I must be losing my grip, Ali, to walk into such a trap with my eyes open. Anyway, we're nicely caught.
But the rock, where did it come from? I saw...
Neither did I. I wasn't looking for it, and I should have been. Probably drawn up over the entrance and held by cables or something.
Oh, I knew we were being watched, followed. I sensed it as soon as we entered that lighted passage.
Oh, you're right, Amira. It was my fault. I should have paid more attention to your woman's intuition.
But what are we going to do?
Well, there isn't much we can do, my dear, but wait and see what happens. We'll hear from them soon, I imagine.
Yet, if this be an outer tomb, we may find an exit.
That's right, Ali. There must be another way of getting into this place. Let's examine the walls closely.
Cassie! Ali! Look here!
Queer way to build the walls of a room. They don't meet, Ali. Or, Amira, go over there and look at that other corner. See if it's the same as this.
Yes, Cassie.
You know what we're in for, my friend?
No, Cassie. I have never seen...
I'll bet my right eye this wall and the one Amira is looking at over there are movable.
Then you mean...
Look at this corner. I can put my hand between this and the side wall. The opening runs from the floor as high up as I can see. I mean, this side wall can be moved in toward the center of the room.
Ah. And the opposite wall can be moved to meet this one.
Don't tell Amira, but that's exactly what I mean.
The corner of that wall is exactly like this, Cassie. There is room enough for my hand between the walls.
Well, that's a funny way to build a tomb, eh, Arlie? Well, let's look for that other entrance.
And if there be one, we shall find it opposite the door by which we entered. Let us look there.
Oh, Arlie, Cassie, why do you look at me so strangely?
Oh, that's your imagination again, my dear.
The flickering of the torchlight, Amira, that gives the impression.
Oh, no, no, you have discovered something. These walls, tell me, Cassie.
Easy, Amira. Don't lose your head.
It were better, friend, to tell her. She has proven herself a courageous woman.
Right. We're in a spot, Amira. The side walls of this room are moving together with us between them.
Oh, you mean these walls will come together and crush us?
Melik Pasha seems to have us where he wants us this time.
Then may Allah find a way of prolonging the suffering of that pestilent worm, Yubla Nadim el-Malik.
And may the sun of his day be darkened, and the moon and stars of his night be covered by the cloud of the Black Death.
Oh, yeah, I agree with your sentiments, absolutely, but they won't stop the walls from coming in on us.
They are close, friend. Very close now. A little more and...
Give me that rope, Ollie. Quick. Take that torch. Hold it high. Come over here, quick. Both of you. The end wall opposite the door.